Well, after USDA announced it was moving many of its staff out of Washington, D.C. and into Indianapolis and four other regional hub locations, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden appeared before the Senate Ag Committee Wednesday to answer questions about the reorganization, including why members of Congress weren't notified ahead of time about the move.
The employees are the ones who are most directly affected by the secretary's decision. Out of common courtesy and respect, they should hear that decision from the secretary first and not from a leak that originates from somewhere else.
During the hearing, Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who is also ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, referred to USDA's reorganization plan as half-baked.
Do you think that these actions are actually going to make us more competitive when it comes to ag, more competitive when we are dealing with research issues across the world? And how will you ensure that critical research projects will not suffer?
Absolutely, I do, because on a government salary, government employees cannot afford to start a quality life in Washington, D.C., but they most certainly can in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Klobuchar expressed her anger at Vaden when reacting to USDA's reorganization plan.
I did not vote for you, Mr. Deputy Secretary, but I did think that you would go in, based on your experience, and be able to do things that would actually help rural America. And I actually took you at your word when you had pledged to work with us on things that would help. That's not what happened here when we had absolutely no notice of what you were going to do.
USDA plans to move 2,600 employees out of D.C. and into five regional hub locations, including Indianapolis. The four other hub sites will be in Kansas City, Salt Lake City, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Fort Collins, Colorado. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com.